This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Dale Thompson, Manager of Marketing and Processing Technologies for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We're quite pleased with the results of that most recent report because they continue to demonstrate that cotton sourced from the United States remains one of the most contamination-free sources of raw fiber for textile mills anywhere in the world.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
For many years, the National Cotton Council has made it a goal to reduce lint contamination starting at the turn row and following cotton through the ginning process on into the warehousing and the supply chain until it reaches the textile mill to make sure that cotton reaches the mill with the least amount of contamination that is possible.
Cut 3. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
Do have a number of educational materials that are available on our website on the quality prevention page. These include simple housekeeping items such as making sure that trash is picked up from turn rows before harvesting is started and making sure the gin crews, the gin don't inadvertently leave us a cap or a jacket or something else in the Maji feeder or in the past in the suction pipe to get chewed up. Also in the turn row, if Majus are marked, use a water soluble product that will not contaminate the lint and cause contamination issue downstream once the lint enters the textile mill.